Thank you for tuning in to the Synaptic Support Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode one. So today what I want to do is go over kind of what the episodes are going to contain and a little bit about myself, that way we can get to know each other and grow together. So my vision for this podcast is a little bit of news in the current mental health field and area. And the other thing I really want to do is I want to review a bunch of the apps, because almost everybody now holds a cell phone in their hand and they communicate on it. There's also a ton of apps for healthy mind and healthy body interaction. So I'm going to review them all. The good points, the bad points, whether or not they'll help you, whether they won't help you. I have a handful of people that I'll have them test and let me know what they thought of them. I already have one that I use on a regular basis for people, and they say that it's a really good app to help them calm down if they feel anxious or anything like that, so that's perfect. So that's essentially what we're going to do. I'm going to bring you up to speed of what's new in mental health, and I'm going to review some apps and maybe tie it into a couple videos showing some of the better apps. So, a little bit about me. I'm a chef by trade. I've been cooking for about 12 years. I have a degree from the University of New Brunswick in Canada. I say that I have a degree because I almost feel that I learned more outside the classroom than I did inside the classroom, but it all ties together in the end, and it doesn't matter what the letters are on the piece of paper. I got a great education, and I use it every day. Why do I have any grounds to talk about mental health or any of those things, mental illness, or I have currently no training in any of the field. I am looking at taking the mental health first aid and the assist program or the suicide prevention training that is offered by Health Canada. I am a certified life coach. It's something that I wanted to do. I got done and unfortunately didn't grind gears and get the business started the way I wanted it. Some other things came into play, so I set that aside. Now it's something that I will be slowly picking up to go along with this. And the other biggest one is my wife has a mental health concern, and I live with that every day. I get up solely to make sure that her day goes better. I go to work so that we can pay bills and put a roof over her head and eat. She can sleep. She can do essentially whatever she likes. She is on long-term disability from her job, from work. She worked for the provincial government here, and just a bunch of things from her past and a few other things. Finally, they figured out what was wrong with her, and it was a mental illness, so we are taking the strides to get through that and over that and everything else. It's been a long, hard process. Some days are better than others, but in total, she's doing a lot better now than she was 6 months, 12 months, 24 months ago. And I think half of that is if I can get away from cooking to doing something else where we have more free time and more financially stable, it will just keep getting better. So, one of my other jobs is I work with students. I'm a residence coordinator at St. Mary's University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I work with students all of the time. So I get to see mental health ups and downs every day. I'm also a scout leader, so I see youth between the ages of 12 and 16 have their mental health ups and downs on a regular basis as well. And I volunteer with a bunch of other things where I see other people's mental health go up and down every day. So it's not like I am not in any way an expert in this field, but I interact with a lot of people that have mental health concerns, or good and bad, every day. Every single day. And it's That's why I want to do this. I want to help people. I want to get there seems to be a disconnect between all of the things we do and we're told, and nothing against regular doctors and everything else. We know there's strains on the system. Taking 3 weeks to see a doctor when you might have an app that does what you needed to do right away, is it a true, actual, like, the right way to do it? No. But they are testing some things like software so that it goes, apps so that you put in how you feel and it goes straight to your GP or your caseworker and they can respond, which is really good because it takes the time out of 3 weeks waiting to see somebody, and that other person on the other end can actually see more than one person at a time, and it just makes a better system. Technology is not going away. Why not embrace it? So that's what I want to help with. And there'll be a bunch of different things from a bunch of different areas. Currently, I only have an Android phone, so those will be the apps that I will be working with first. I hope to slowly get either an iPhone or an iPod Touch and get some of the apps that Apple has or that are in iTunes, and I will review them just as harshly as I do any of the other apps. I'm a no BS kind of guy. I dig right in, and I'll tell you straight up. I don't beat around the bush. That's just not the way that I am. And I'm here to have a good time. I want to help people change for the good, and that's what I'm going to do. So that's a little bit about me, a little bit about what this show is going to be. I don't know how long they're going to be. It depends on the app, how in-depth it is. I already have a handful, if not more, about a dozen, loaded, ready to go, that I've been trying here and there. Some of them don't work for me. I don't have some of those conditions, so I find someone that doesn't say, would this help you, would this not help you, how would you fix it, what would you change? And I'll be reviewing them essentially through their eyes, exactly, because I may not know, I'll never know what you're going through as someone with a mental health concern, but I know that I'll understand if something's not going to work for you, I'll understand that, because if something's not going to work, it makes sense to me. So that's what this is going to be, and I hope that you stick around. I hope for about once a week I'll do a good review and bring you up to speed on the news in the mental health field, like Nova Scotia being the first province to have 14 fully certified and funded certified peer support personnel on staff. They're hoping that's actually going to be about 28, so two part-time positions, we're strides ahead of other provinces. They're looking at us to see how we're doing it. So that's really good coming down the pipes, and there's some other programs coming out. Mental health first aid seems to be selling out like mad. And they have a youth division. There's tons of stuff coming out, so I hope to bring everybody up to speed on that. And the apps that are coming out, because there's tons of apps, and people don't quite know about all of them. And they're not just regular apps. I have a couple that were developed for the U.S. military that are free for everybody because that's how Android works. They would prefer you to release it under the general public license, which the GPL, either 2.0, 3.0, 1.0, however you want to release it. But they're great apps. The two of the apps that I use will do exactly what you say they say that they're going to do. And one of them is what I tell people who are having anxiety, try it, because it works. If anything, government funding, they try to pick things like that are going to work automatically. Yeah, the boots might not be the best. They might skimp on body armor. But we know that PTSD is a big deal. We know that mental health concerns of soldiers coming back from war is a big concern. They didn't skimp on this. This works. I gave it to another friend that went through a traumatic event. She used it. She thought it was amazing. So I'll review that.
And thank you for listening to the Synaptic Support. Catch me online at patrickfrugier.com/synaptic support.